In a moment, tonight's episode. Have you tried the delicious charbroiled sirloin steak and all for only...
Friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs.
Today's drama, The Legend of the Living Swamp. Deep in the swampland, a young man stumbles his way blindly, closer and closer to a bubbling type of swamp known as Devil's Ship. His glazed eyes show no recognition of his father's warning cries in the distance.
Old man, the swamp, you don't scare me.
No, sir.
Randy Calhoun is going to pay his respects to Devil's Dip right now.
Bandit, where are you?
They call you cemetery without tombstones, Devil's Dip. But that don't scare me either.
Bandit, come back here.
There she is, bubbling and beautiful in the moonlight. Just a few steps more.
Bandit, you've gone crazy, boy. Get away from that street.
I'm walking right into you with my chin out, Devil's Dip. Let's see you stop me.
Bandit, stop. Out.
And move. Oh, my God. Oh.
Friend, son, my own son swallowed up by Devil's Dip.
Yes?
Mr. Cranston?
Little Lamar Cranston.
My name is Calhoun, Wilmer Calhoun, but I don't expect that you remember me.
Calhoun?
We met 3 years ago when you cracked the landing case down here.
Of course. Yes, now I remember. How are you, Mr. Calhoun?
Not so good, I'm afraid, Mr. Cranston. Something terrible is taking place down here on our plantation.
So it seems to be the trouble.
I know it sounds peculiar, Mr. Cranston, but it's the legend of Limbo Swamp come back. The legend started up again. It'll kill us all if you don't help.
What are you talking about?
My son was killed by it this evening. Devoured by the swamp.
What?
While running to his rescue, I was felled by a paralytic stroke.
You're sure you're not letting your imagination get the better of you?
The legend has already struck, Mr. Cranston. It will continue to strike until every member of the Calhoun family has been claimed. You've got to help us, Mr. Cranston. You've just got to.
I can see what Calhoun is now.
What's that, Martin?
This swamp country.
Well, that's very depressing, isn't it?
What did you make of that legend business Calhoun was telling you about, Mom?
Well, as far as I could gather, Margot, a family was being consumed by a man-eating swamp.
I'm almost ready to believe anything after being down this part of the country for a couple of hours.
Well, we're almost there, darling. No, here's the driving road he told me to look for. I see two people on the front porch. The swamp hasn't claimed yet.
Oh, yes, a young woman, a young man. They look like something out of Gone with the Wind.
Pretty far gone, if you ask me. I don't think we should expect a very stimulating reception. That's you, darling.
Thanks.
Well, good afternoon. Is this the Calhoun Plantation?
Ever heard of any other name in these parts?
I assume you're Mr. Calhoun's son, Quentin.
That's right.
This must be your sister, Lucy.
Yes. You must be Mr. Cranston.
That's right. This is Miss Lane.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I don't think you'll care too much for this patch of land, Cranston.
Quentin, is that any way to talk to our guests? Now, take this lame bag up to a room. Daddy told us you were coming. We've been looking forward to your visit. Thank you.
Your father said there was some kind of trouble, Miss Calhoun.
Oh, poor old Daddy. He's nearly out of his mind after what happened to Randy last night. Then with his heroics.
Randy's probably the best off of all of us. He don't have to fight the swamp no more.
You sound pretty convinced about this swamp, Lady Quentin.
Don't let me scare you, Quentin. Have a look for yourself. But keep your eyes open when you do.
Good heavens, what was that? Daddy? That sounded like him calling.
Go ahead. Just the old boy seeing boogeyman again.
This way. The room's back down the hall here.
Randy, my boy.
Daddy, what is it?
What happened, Mr. Calhoun?
Randy, They walked out of the swamp. They've come back from the dead.
What are you talking about?
That's from the window. And then it walked away into the twilight whistling.
Listen. Out of the window.
There it is.
There is someone with me.
Oh, it's Ela. Ela, the hired man. There, you can see now. Ela?
Yes?
Did you tap on this window just a minute ago?
How should I go tapping on folks' windows?
That was you whistling just now.
Ain't no law again whistling, is that?
Oh, then it wasn't Sandy. Sandy didn't really come out of Devil's Stick after all. Why gave me such a turn? Scared me half to death.
All right, Eli. Go back to your chores.
Yeah.
Miss Lane and I just arrived, Mr. Calhoun. Before something else happens, suppose you tell us what this is all about.
Oh, Mr. Preston, Miss Lane, I didn't realize that you were here. The shock and the excitement of it all, I hope you'll forgive me.
Of course. Well, if you'll pardon me, I'll look after dinner.
Perhaps you'd better begin at the beginning, Mr. Calhoun.
Yes. Yes, of course. Well, this whole crazy business started back with an Indian legend centuries ago, Mr. Cranston.
And the swamp is a sort of altar of sacrifice?
That's right.
I've heard of such legends. What was the basis of sacrifice?
And once each century, an entire family, according to the legend, was to be sacrificed.
But that's fantastic.
It is, my dear. Devil's Dip already has claimed my younger son, Randy. And the legend says that the youngest should die first.
But couldn't Randy's death have been an accident?
An accident? And I suppose my paralytic stroke was an accident, too?
That is strange, isn't it?
The doctor's just left. He wasn't very optimistic.
There's been no improvement since last night, Mr. Calhoun?
Do you think I'd be confined to this wheelchair if I could get around some other way?
Of course not. Well, now that we're here, Mr. Calhoun, what is it you'd like us to do?
Anything, Mr. Crimson. Anything in the world that would keep that cursed swamp from taking another life.
Can you say you tapped the doctor yourself, Lamont?
Yes, he phoned right after dinner. He can't explain the paralytic stroke either. Calhoun is crippled, there's no question about it.
It's fantastic. Why are we taking this pastor at the Cottonwoods,
Lamont? Calhoun tells me Eli, the hired man, lives by himself in a shack down there, Margaret. I think we ought to have a little talk with him.
Mm.
Oh, here's the shack now, I guess. Hello, Eli. Miss Lane and I just dropped in to pay you a visit.
That's so.
Eli, do you believe in this swamp legend as strongly as the Calhoun family?
Ain't the swamp already grabbed Randy Calhoun?
Is it possible that Randy might have had a little too much to drink that night?
Randy was drunk on plenty nights. He never headed down with no swamp before. He was drawn down to the swamp. Just as sure as if it had a rope around his neck. He was drawn down. Pulled under.
What about Clinton Calhoun, Eli? Could he tell us any more about Randy's death?
Clinton's a drinking fool like his kid brother. And we can tell what he'll do next.
And Lucy?
We'll keep an eye on her, Mr. Cranston. There's a lot more to her than that sweet-talking front you put down for company.
You don't have a very high opinion of the Calhoun.
People who live near this swamp don't trust nobody. Least of all, strangers.
Margot, the squat boat for the skitters.
I know now how Eli feels about the swamp. By the way, actually,
I'm beginning to feel it myself.
I still don't see what we're going to learn by pulling through the swamp like this.
Will be nothing, Margot. Wait again.
Look.
What is it?
Coming from the straight open.
Margot, what happened?
Oh. Only an overhanging branch, but it looks like some kind of horrible snake.
Just your imagination.
What?
Wait.
What is it?
Oh, there are two people talking, isn't it? Oh. Well, then we'll stop the business.
Oh. You said you want to talk to me, Quentin?
That's right, Lucy.
Why in the world did you insist on coming all the way down here?
Just wanted to make sure we were alone.
I swear, I don't know what you're driving at, Trent Calvin.
Legend, Lucy.
Legend?
What about it?
Do you believe in it?
Of course I do. Who down here doesn't believe it?
Somebody with a tricky mind could use that legend to advantage. You maybe wind up with an inheritance.
Trent Calvin, are you suggesting...
I'm not suggesting anything, Lucy. I'm just thinking out loud.
Thinking how you might come out on top.
Maybe I am. We're all going to die in this stinking swamp, but I'm getting a nickel of that fortune rotten in the bag.
Quinn, what do you mean to do?
Come along to Devil's Dip and see, Sister Lucy. Come along and see.
Quinn, come back here. Quinn!
Come on, Margo, let's go.
Where to, Lamar?
We're going to try the boat. We head over to Devil's Dip. I think we ought to be there when Lucy and Quentin arrive. Come on, Margo, we're almost there.
I'm doing the best I can. The moment this brush is so thick.
Listen.
Sounds like Quentin.
Hey, let's get this branch aside. We can get to it.
Hurry, Lamar.
I can't. Good Lord, it is Quentin. He's in the quicksand.
But Lamar, we've got to save him.
It's too late, Mom. Nobody can ever reach Quentin Calhoun.
Back to the Shadow after this message from our sponsor. Special day or any day, a meal at the Black Angus is something special. Authentic Western decor, char-broiled meat right off the Black Angus open fires, and reasonable prices all make the Black Angus the perfect place for lunch or dinner. Try the famous char-broiled sirloin steak dinner for only $1.79. You get a crisp, fresh, tossed green salad with Black Angus dressing and hot buttered garlic French bread. Or you may prefer the delicious southern fried chicken dinner. Plump, juicy chicken, surrounded with the specially seasoned Black Angus batter and fried till it is crisp and golden. And served with potatoes, salad, and hot garlic bread, it is only $1.49. Visit the Black Angus nearest you on Coral Way across from Sears in Coral Gables, on Motel Row, Miami Beach, on Palm Springs Mile in Hialeah, and in South Dade next to Jefferson Stores. Why not make tomorrow a special day for your family? Treat them to a delicious meal at one of the Black Angus restaurants. Black Angus, home of the $1.79 char-broiled sirloin steak dinner. And now, back to tonight's episode of The Shadow.
Prison! Prison!
It's going
on to
his nerves.
Oh,
it's easy now.
The legend has come to pass. Rotten black pool is alive. Lamar's like a crawling evil thing.
Margo. Margo,
we get two drownings in the swamp.
Margo, going back to the house and lie down.
Lamar, what's it all about? You don't believe that filthy swamp had some weird powers in
it? I doubt it, Margo.
You think someone in the family, Lucy, me?
Definitely do, after that conversation you overheard between Lucy and Quentin.
Why should Lucy want to kill her own brother? And if she was responsible for Quentin's death, why didn't you see her down at Devil's Dip somehow?
Yes, I'd like to ask Lucy the same questions, Margo. In person.
You're going to talk to
her? I am, Margo, and fast. You can find your way back to the house in here, can't you?
I think so.
I'll see you later. After Lucy's had a little chat with the Shadow.
What's that? Who's in this room?
Song on your lips and murder in your heart, is that it, Lucy?
You're too mad. Who's the bitch? I hear a voice.
The voice of the Shadow.
The Shadow?
Come for truth. The truth about this legend of the swamp. Is it the swamp that's killing this family of Lucy?
Yes. Yes, it's a swamp.
It couldn't be that some person is responsible for these swamp deaths, could it, Lucy?
But, I don't know what you mean.
You understood very well when you were talking it over with Quentin at Devil's Dip.
How did you know about that?
The Shadow knows. You killed your brother, didn't you, Lucy?
No, Shadow, I didn't. I swear, we talked, and then Quentin asked me to follow him. on the Devil's Dip. He started walking faster and faster. He got ahead of me. I heard a scream. So when I got up to the dip, Preston and the girl were there. And Quentin was gone on the quicksand.
Anyone else around at the time of it?
Well, I don't know. I thought I heard someone ahead of us when Quentin and I started the Devil's Dip.
Did you see this person?
There was only moonlight. And the forest was so thick.
But you did get a glimpse, didn't you, Lucy? Who did you see?
We looked like...
Yes?
Like... Eli.
I see. All right, Lucy, if you told the truth, you'll be protected from this deadly swamp curse. If not, your punishment will be harsh. Very harsh.
Mr. Calhoun,
yes, what is it?
The Mount Cranston, Mr. Calhoun, I'd like to talk to you.
Come in, the door's open.
I'm sorry to disturb you this time of night, sir.
It's all right, I couldn't sleep. I've been sitting up in my wheelchair.
I'm looking for Eli. I searched the house, he isn't in the servants' quarters. Have you seen him at all this evening?
I saw him go down to the swamp about an hour ago, Mr. Cranston.
Down to the swamp?
Do you think Eli has something to do with this swamp curse? Do you, Mr. Benson?
It's beginning to look that way.
The friend is gone. Now tonight, Quentin. I'm afraid, Mr. Cranston, that you sneak up to my bed some night. Or catch me in my wheelchair. You've got to protect us, Mr. Cranston. You've got to.
I'll do the best I can, Mr. Calhoun, the very best.
Thank you, my friend.
And just as soon as Miss Lane comes downstairs.
Miss Lane isn't in the house, Mr. Cranston.
What's that?
She hasn't been back since she left with you.
Hasn't come back?
I'm sure of it.
And the last time you saw Eli, he was headed for the swamp.
Yes, but...
I'll see you later, Mr. Calhoun. If anyone wants me, I'll be at Devil's Dip.
My fingers are getting deeper and deeper into the swamp. I lost my sense of direction completely. Who's there? Where is it? Who?
Howdy.
Yeah. Who? Eli.
Yeah. Old Eli. Surprised to see me down here by Devil's Dip?
Yes, I guess I am. I was on my way back to the house. I got lost.
Very easy to do with all the willows and foliage. Only the moonlight to guide you.
Well, if you're going back to the house, would you show me the way?
Yes, but I'm going.
What did you say?
I don't think I'm going back to the house. Not just yet, Miss Lane.
I see. Well, then I guess I'll have to find my own way back.
You don't want to go back to the house for a while, Miss Lane.
But I do. I want to very much.
You're not going back yet, Miss
Lane. But... Oh.
I said you're not going back. You don't know nothing about the swamp here. You don't know about animals that live down here. The ones that slip and crawl through the mud. He got sucked in the Devil's Dip just like everything else.
Let me go!
He draws your Devil's Dip down. Draws you down in as a black eagle belly. But you can feel a bubbling slime moving around your ankles. And it creeps up your waist.
Please!
And up to your neck.
No.
And your mind.
Stop! Fire.
Fire.
Who's that? Otto, is that you?
Oh, they killed him, Mark.
What's the matter, Mark? Are you all right?
Mom,
what happened, darling?
Eli, I was trying to find my way back. He stopped me. He's mad, Mom. He's a mad, sadistic killer.
Which way did he go?
He cut through there. We'll never find him at this under.
Over here, back to the house, and maybe it was an alley.
Did he find your way back?
That's right over there. Come on, darling. Now we really do have to move fast. Well, here we are, Margot.
Oh, I never want to see another swamp as long as I live.
Now, there's the house over here.
And a very welcome sight.
Wait a second.
What's the matter?
You see what I see coming out of the roof?
Smoke. And there are flames. Oh, my mom.
Looks like Eli really has gone out of his mind.
Help! Help! Lucy.
We're coming, Lucy.
Eli's house on fire. He's crazy, man. Out of his mind.
Yes. Good Lord.
What?
Mr. Calhoun, you can see him up there in the window.
Oh, she can't walk, Mr. Cranston. You've got to save him. You've got to.
Do the best I can, Lucy.
Look, you must try and get him out of that burning building alone.
I'll have help, Margot. Some very able assistance.
Richard! Branson! Help me! Get me out of here before I burn alive!
Need help, Mr. Calhoun?
Who spoke?
This is the shadow.
The voice coming out of the smoke and fire. It's the devil himself.
No, Calhoun, not the devil. But someone who seeks justice.
I don't know who you are, but you've got to help me. Help a poor old crippled man, please. Don't ask. Help me. Help me, please. Get me out of this wheelchair, for the love of heaven. You can't let me die in the plane.
Why don't you help yourself, Mr. Calhoun?
What do you mean?
Why don't you get out of that wheelchair and walk?
I can't. I'm paralyzed. I'm helpless, Shadow.
You're not paralyzed. You're not helpless, Calhoun. It's only your mind that's crippled. Your rotten, twisted mind that conceived a plan to kill your own family.
What are you saying, Shadow?
I'm saying you use this fake paralysis to mask your vicious plot to murder. That you allowed Randy to die in the swamp when you could have saved him. That Quentin met the same terrible death and devil's dip at your own hands. That Lucy and Eli were next on your list.
That's not true, Shadow. I've no reason to kill my own family.
They're not your own family, Calhoun. You're only their stepfather. You were determined to keep your avaricious relatives from getting your money, but that meant killing to do it.
They're lies. All lies.
Aye, Calhoun. We'll see about that. When the fire gets really close, when the flames start licking around your wheelchair, when your lungs fill with searing smoke.
All right, Shadow. You win. You win. But you'll never take me. You'll never take me alive.
Go inside the window.
I killed my husband.
No, you won't.
Let me go. Let me go.
No. Your life isn't going to end that dramatically, Mr. Calhoun. You're going to come to a very grim conclusion. At the state penitentiary.
Say Calhoun wasn't paralyzed at home.
Well, he was paralyzed for a while, but he got over it.
Now I am lost.
Look, darling, let's start from the fact that Calhoun was an eccentric old miser who secretly wanted to get rid of his greedy relatives for years.
So
one night his stepson Randy, blind drunk, staggered toward the swamp. Calhoun saw him go and could have stopped him, but didn't. He was making a futile effort to run for the boy when he was suddenly struck down in his tracks. He lay there, a paralyzed cripple.
Well, what struck him down?
His own subconscious, Margot.
Oh, now, wait a second.
No, it's a fact, Margot, an accepted scientific fact. Calhoun was what medicine calls a psychosomatic case.
Psychosomatic?
Hmm.
Oh, yes, I read something about that during the war. Boys who were afraid to go to the front became suddenly and mysteriously crippled.
Their subconscious rendered them temporarily helpless as an excuse or alibi for their guilt.
I see. But if Calhoun was crippled, how did he push Clinton into the swamp?
Well, Calhoun heard Eli whistling Randy's tune and thought it was Randy back from the dead. The shock broke the psychosomatic condition.
And he regained the use of his brain.
Right. That's when he hatched the plan to kill off the rest of the family. Letter, she had a perfect alibi.
When did you guess the truth, Lamar?
While Calhoun was warning me against Eli, he mentioned Quentin's death in the swamp. Yet he had no way of knowing that his son had died. I would have accused him right then. I hadn't had to get to you at Devil's Dip.
Eli was really out of his mind, wasn't he?
At the end, he was, Mom. All the others used the Indian myth for their own greedy, deceitful purposes. Eli really believed the legend of the living swamp.